Here are today's top stories. It's official. The city council passed the water tax. It passed 40 to 10. The mayor praised aldermen for doing what's right to fund pensions, in which 40 of the aldermen responded by saying, "What? I'm up. What I miss? What's going on?" Still no word on what happens in 2023 when the pension liability is more than this tax brings in. But for now, it's time to turn on the Lionel Richie and yacht party all night long. All night, yeah. So now the hackers have gone after former Secretary of State Colin Powell. They released some of his personal emails where he takes shot at his Republican counterparts like Donald Rumsfeld, but also Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So why is this news for a former Secretary of State? I mean, if there were emails in there that said, you know, that he was thinking about an interesting storyline before he went to the UN, that's fair game. But just publicly releasing his shade emails? What is that? Is that how we're going to roll in society now? If so, I'd like to apologize in advance to my mom. I'm sorry. You know what? Sometimes you're just too much, and I need to vent. Besides, your other son started it. Also, in other email-related cases, the Illinois Attorney General says that all Chicago police officers' emails, even personal, are public. This is being challenged by the police union and others because, well, you know why. The emails in question are from officers involved in the Laquan McDonald case. You know what? I got to go on record here. I don't like this trend at all. Police officers should be able to use their Earthlink accounts to forward mass emails about Obama just like the rest of us, right? I mean, hey, that's the American way. You know, we're going to find out with all of this email news, everything from these hacks to the police to the Clintons. It's just going to be one big elaborate promotion for the new movie Snowden. You just watch. It's experiential marketing. Donald Trump was cut off by a Flint, Michigan pastor during a visit to a local church. He started to rail on Hillary Clinton, and she told him, "Hey, that's not what you were invited here to talk about." He then just talked about his one friend he hates named Jillery. You know, my friend Jillery. Speaking of Jillery, hey, they're about to remove the yellow flag on her health and let her back on the campaign trail. Vroom, vroom. I wonder what she was doing when she wasn't campaigning, right? My guess, tons of YouTube videos, binge-watching Scandal, playing Words with Friends. The only image I have in my head is just like a ton of dirty Kleenex, like all over the house. Ugh, gross. Can't wait to have you back, Hill. Trump announced his health details on the Dr. Oz show, which airs tomorrow. He's 267 pounds and he doesn't exercise. Next. Pittsburgh's going to be the first American city that will bring automated Uber vehicles to the streets. Can't wait for the road rage. The Steelers lose and you get caught off by a driverless car. Oh, it's going to get all Incredible Hulk up in here. I mean, ripping off hoods like it's Total Recall. In weather, I thought it was supposed to be bad today. It's beautiful. This is the cold spell? Looking ahead, nothing but 70s for the next week and a half. It's like sensory deprivation, like being in a nice warm bath of salt water. In sports, the Cubs beat the Cards today behind a wonderful outing from John the Bald Eagle Lester, and that means that the Cubs' magic number is down to 1. Yep, they head back to Wrigley to take on the Brewers for a 4-game set. The Cards head to San Francisco, so the guess is that the Cubs are going to clinch tomorrow. Maybe they can get Yosh Kawana out of retirement to put the plastic tarps over the new clubhouse furniture, because you know it's going to get messy! Ha ha! Can't wait. Tomorrow, Mike, the Candyman Montgomery, takes the mound for possible history. The White Sox have played spoiler, I guess, and won 2 straight at home against the Indians, but they only care about the dogs down at the cell, which the Sox broke a Guinness Book World Record for most dogs at a baseball game or something. Very exciting September baseball, guys. Real exciting. Yeah. The Bears getting ready for Monday Night Football, their home opener against the Eagles. Interesting stats. Cutler is actually great on Monday Night Football. He's also got a good record in his career versus the Eagles. And the Bears get a rookie QB in Carson Wentz. So Bears at home, Cutler on Monday night, and facing a rookie QB means the Bears are a 3-point favorite. Hey! All right! Things are looking up. Super Bowl! Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Some Bulls news for you. New center Robin Lopez was on stage with Mariah Carey in Las Vegas last night. She called him up, blindfolded him, and tickled him with a feather, all during the song Touch My Body. I mean, say what you will about the performance, but I'd much rather watch that than NBA Summer League, right? Way to go. Wow, our center's kind of like a sex pot or something. He kind of looks like Sideshow Bob, but in a sexy way. And finally tonight, the city council passed an ordinance today cracking down on party buses. Yep, the trolleys and buses that will take passengers from bar to bar have been too rowdy and too irresponsible, prompting complaints. Now, it's up to the driver to keep the passengers in line, or that driver's going to face a fine. I can't wait to see how this plays out when the driver tases a bachelorette party. Let's remember which alderman voted for this, okay? Because the blood of the bachelorette party, it's on their hands. That's the carryout for September 14, 2016. Hey, we got a surplus on napkins. So 50 to 100 napkins for every order. Yeah, we good? Yay!